Writer and director Jim Sheridan is best known for the films My Left Foot and In the Name of the Father. Both take place in his native Ireland. Now, he's made a picture set on this side of the Atlantic. Appropriately, it's called In America. Bob Mondello says it's Sheridan's most personal film.
Johnny and Sarah have packed their two small daughters and everything they own into a battered station wagon, crossed the border from Canada claiming to be tourists, and landed in an equally battered New York tenement. The staircase is littered with liquor bottles and drug paraphernalia. The temperature's about 110 degrees, and they've no shower, though Johnny, an actor by trade, thinks he can rig something up.
Still not coming through the hose, Dad.
Hang on there. Wait. Wait. It's coming. It's coming.
It's working! Well done, Dad! Nothing comes!
I love you. You read it.
Johnny's less successful at finding acting jobs, and he and Sarah are both mourning the recent death of their son, a fact that makes them very protective of the girls, though with these two, there's a limit to how much protecting you can do. On Halloween, they head straight for the door of a fierce-looking man downstairs who has been waking them all up in the middle of the night with his screams.
The kids from upstairs?
Yeah.
Is this Halloween?
Yeah. Hmm.
Where are you from?
Ireland.
You came all the way to America to trick or treat?
Yeah.
Come in.
Mateo, played by Jaiman Hunsu, is hardly a pussycat, but as you can hear, he can't resist these two, and audiences will understand just how he feels. The Bolger sisters, Sarah and Emma, are adorable, but director Jim Sheridan doesn't let them run away with the picture. Instead, he uses Mateo as a catalyst for change and darkens the film's palette as Sarah decides to get pregnant again, overriding doctor's orders and Johnny's need to hang on to memories of their dead son.
Look at me. Look at me, why don't you look at me? You've gotten over him.
To get over him, Johnny, for the sake of the kids.
There's an undercurrent of autobiography here. Sheridan lost a brother, not a son, but the fictionalizing he's done doesn't soften the story's emotional rawness, because some of it is told from the point of view of 11-year-old Christy, who carries around a cheap camcorder wherever she goes. In America could be accused of sugarcoating on occasion, but the film captures well the fierce optimism that we've come to regard as a singularly American trait. As Sheridan reminds us, it is American because it was, and still is, carried here by folks who must travel across borders to make dreams come true in America. I'm Bob Mondello.